This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Just 27 months ago, the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors named 34 local business leaders to their newly formed Innovation Council and charged the group with developing an economic development strategy plan to cover the next 10 years. The result, says co-chair Cynthia Murray, executive director of the North Bay Leadership Council, was delivered a year later, highlighted by three priorities.
The biggest thing we could do to make a positive difference and create new jobs and economic vitality was to raise the educational attainment, especially for our Latino community. The next was to improve our resource efficiency, how we can better conserve and utilize water and energy in particular. And then the third was to improve the economic climate by looking at regulatory inefficiencies.
These weren't just passive recommendations, Murray adds. They came with a sense of urgency.
Business as usual was going to have the economy going in a very bad direction over the next 10 years. We needed to make sure that we had workers to fill the jobs that the baby boomers were going to be retiring from, that we were going to see limited natural resources, especially water and energy, and that the regulatory inefficiency was causing us to have businesses choose to not come here to begin with or relocate.
So new programs have been quickly launched to address those concerns, starting with several aimed at expanding the educational opportunities for Latino students and workers.
58% of Hispanics have less than a high school equivalency right now, so that really pointed out some need to work with the Sonoma County Office of Education and the school districts. So we've been doing that. We helped support the Mike Hauser Math Academy for English learners going from eighth grade to freshman to get exposed to why do you need to know math and science and go on to college. We worked on technical education, trying to make sure that that isn't getting lost in all the budget cuts.
At the same time, the council, working as part of the county's Economic Development Board, initiated a program to reach out to small startups that were growing.
11% of the businesses in Sonoma County are considered second stage, which is sort of beyond startup, and they create 44% of the jobs in this county. There's a thing called Peerspectives, where you work with the heads of these companies to help them get best practices and business operations where they can get problem-solving help. We're working with them to find out what they need and trying to provide it.
But Murray notes that the funding that has supported these endeavors runs out at the end of the year.
We are optimistic we'll be able to continue to maybe get some more grant money and matching money and be able to continue. We have one of the highest commercial vacancy rates. We have a very high unemployment rate. We already knew that the population was growing faster than jobs. So this is critical work, and we hope that we'll be able to continue to get funding.
Work toward that goal is underway right now, Murray adds. They should know if they've succeeded by the end of January. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.